question. What do Papua New Guinea, Swaziland, Lesotho, and the United States have in common? Well, they're the only four countries which do not mandate paid time off for new parents. There are many who assume that paid family leave is bad for business. Well, the Harvard Business Review disagrees. It found that a majority of America's most successful companies, including Nike, Twitter, Bank of America, say providing paid family leave encourages employee loyalty and strengthens morale, and that's good for business. Paid family leave benefits help put smaller companies on a level playing field with their big business counterparts by allowing them to compete when it comes to recruiting and retaining a stellar workforce, and that's good for the economy. The Time to Care Act of 2019 was recently introduced in the Maryland General Assembly. This legislation would establish a family and medical leave insurance program. This will make paid leave available to all Maryland workers for up to 12 weeks following the birth or adoption of a child, or to provide care for a family member facing a serious health condition, or for oneself. The leave would be funded through an insurance pool into which workers and their employers contribute. Business leaders, your workers need time to care, and everyone will benefit. More information is at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.